Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nature is all around us, and a University of Sioux Falls English professor integrated the outdoors into a literature class he taught this fall. SDPB's Laura Rohde reports this story from Blood Run.
Students should enjoy, if not love, being outdoors, and being outdoors in all kinds of weather, including inclement weather, very hot weather, very cold weather, mist, rain, snow, any kind of weather. Have respect, if not reverence, for the natural world. Be eager and able to walk up hills, down hills, down ravines, up ravines, through tall grass, mud, and other potentially taxing terrain. Enjoy, quote, bugs and, quote, weeds, and anticipate encounters with all manner of bugs.
Kevin Cole is a poet, playwright, and English professor at University of Sioux Falls. He's reading the letter he sent to students enrolled in English 200 Outdoors, a course he spent 3 years developing and piloted this fall. In an outside-the-classroom approach, the class takes students hiking into the natural world to discuss poetry and literature.
I think being outdoors enhances our capacity to appreciate everything in life, because we remove ourselves from a very self-interested world and we begin to see that we're part of something bigger. Hopefully that happens. With regard to literature, I think most students associate literature with a box, with a room, with straight rows of desks, and a teacher telling them to analyze a poem as you would dissect a frog. But when you come out here, none of that exists. This is what exists.
We're standing in a field of native grasses, some taller than Kevin Cole's 5'10" frame. Today, he and his students will hike deer trails through Blood Run National Historic Landmark down to the shore of the Big Sioux River. It's one of 8 state parks and nature areas within 30 minutes of Sioux Falls, where Cole has taken students to hike and discuss literature for 3 hours each week throughout the fall 2020 semester.
I almost don't even feel like I'm in a class. I feel like I'm just in like hiking club, but I'm learning about literature along the way, and also just, I feel like I'm learning how to be a good person and how to treat the land correctly and how to have respect for our environment and what it provides us. So it almost doesn't even feel like a real class, but I love it.
Grace Boddicker is a junior radiologic technology major, and she readily admits she wasn't too excited about taking an English class, but she needed an English elective. The fact that Cole's class was outdoors piqued her interest.
I'm a science major, so when I think about English, I'm like, oh, that doesn't really apply to me. But when you read about things that apply to nature and whatnot, you know, nature is all around us every day. And so reading literature based around that, it gives us insight into our daily lives.
Similar to Grace, it was the outdoors aspect of the class that motivated biology major Maggie Voiles to sign up for English 200.
Well, I'm a biology major, so I'm very interested in the environment. I'm very interested in how humans impact the environment and how we interact with the environment. So when I noticed that there was a class about literature that was also in nature, it was like perfect for me. I also am a writer. I write poetry. And so this was perfect because it combines all of the things that I love: the outdoors, science, literature, all in one.
In fact, Maggie Voiles enjoyed the class so much, she changed her graduate school plan.
Before this, I was looking at grad schools for in a more research-based area, so getting a master's in wildlife ecology or something like that. And now I'm looking at master's programs in creative writing, so it's very different, but I'm excited.
Witnessing students embrace literature and the outdoors was all part of Professor Cole's plan when he designed the course.
I call it a reclamation project because, you know, little kids love stories, little kids love poetry, and then something happens. So that by the time they get to college, they no longer like to read, they no longer like to read novels or poetry. And that's the real reward of this kind of general education class, is bringing students back, if only for a semester, to a love of literature. And if I've done that, I really feel like I've done my job.
Kevin Cole says it was not difficult to find books and poetry with outdoor themes. When we interviewed the class, they were reading Marilyn Robinson's novel Housekeeping. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.
You can visit sdpb.org for a list of books and poems the University of Sioux Falls students read during their English 200 class, as well as the parks and nature areas.